வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam
Translation of the two energies manifest, spirit and dull matter, beings possessing living force, that is, vegetables, grass, trees, and plants, are superior to dull matter, or stone, earth, etc. Superior to non-moving plants and vegetables are worms and snakes, which can move. Superior to worms and snakes are animals that have developed intelligence. Superior to animals are human beings, and superior to human beings are ghosts, because they have no material bodies. Superior to ghosts are the Gandharvas, and superior to them are the Siddhas. Superior to the Siddhas are the Kinnaras, and superior to them are the Asuras. Superior to the Asuras are the demigods, and of the demigods, Indra, the King of Heaven, is supreme. Superior to Indra are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, sons like King Daksha, and supreme among Brahma's sons is Lord Shiva. Since Lord Shiva is the son of Lord Brahma, Brahma is considered superior, but Brahma is also subordinate to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I am inclined to the Brahmanas are best of all.
Uduttamaje Sarishipasteshu Sabodhanishya Tato Manushya Pramathatato Pi Gandharvasidhya Vimudhanuraje Devasurebhya Malabhat Pradhana Dakhadayo Brahma Sutasutesam Bhavaparasota Virinja Bija Samatparo Aham Vidadeva Deva. So, Maharaj Vishabhdev, analyzing the different grades of living entities. Bhuteshu, anything which is generated, janmadasyajata, everything is generated from Krishna, Parabrahma, Aham sarvasya prabhu. From Krishna, everything is generated. But according to consciousness, they are divided into two energies, the superior energy and the inferior energy. The more the consciousness is developed, one comes to the platform of superior energy. So, the dull stone, dull matter, they have no consciousness. But there is life. We learn from Brahma Samhita that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is within the atom. Atom is not that atom was not known, atomic energy was not known to the Vedic scholars. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindamabhidhujam anoraniyana mahato mahiya. The Supreme Lord can enter even within the atom. They are studying, modern scientists, the atomic energy, but still that perplexed is smaller than proton, electron and so on. Still. So there is life even within the atom. But scientists, because they are materialistic persons, they cannot understand where from the energy, the life energy is emanating. Otherwise, life energy is there, even within the atom. So, the life energy begins virudhva. The plants, the grass, there is life symptom. Gradually, there are different grades, jalajanam lakhani, sthavara rakkavinsati, krimayo rudra sankhaka, akshinam dasalakhakam. In this way, this is evolutionary growth, one after another. The evolution takes place. Evolution means gradual evolution or manifestation of consciousness. That is evolution. So, the atheist class of men, because they cannot understand that there is soul, they cannot understand that evolution means evolution of consciousness. They do not understand. They are thinking that originally the matter, there was no life, all of a sudden the life came. No. Life is completely different from the matter. Not completely different, it is the same energy from the Supreme Lord. The one is developed, the other is not developed. In this way, as Brahma has defined, Makhoro aham vijadeva deva. So, in this way, within this material world, there are varieties of developed consciousness, and in the spiritual world, when we surpass, transcend the material world, parastasmat bhava anya, when we are promoted to the other energy, other world, then our consciousness, when one is transmitted to the spiritual world, the first is Brahma Jyoti, their consciousness is also not developed. Even one has gone to the spiritual world where everything is spiritual. Arujya krichena param padam tata patanti adha anadhyajusmadanghaya. That means consciousness is fully developed when he is a devotee, when one adores the lotus feet of the Lord. Jusmat anghaya. So, those who are promoted even to the Brahma Jyoti, they are also not fully conscious. Fully conscious means a devotee. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullaha. That is full consciousness. Without this consciousness, Krishna consciousness, there is no question of full-fledged. It's like a small bud of a flower. First of all, the seed. The seed grows, then the buds come out, then gradually the buds develop, becomes flower, then full-fledged power, then fragrance, beauty, everything is developed. That is real development. Similarly, this is the process of development. When one comes to Krishna consciousness, then it is full-fledged flower with fragrance, beauty, and everything. That is the perfection. So, there are so many descriptions of different types of living entities. within this material world, but these so-called scientists, on account of their being Buddha or Askers, they are studying that except in this planet, everywhere there is dust and rocks. This is their foolishness. No. Here it is stated that Siddhya Tato Manishya Pramatha Satopi Gandharva Siddhya. You see, development. Siddha. Siddha means those who have got yogic mystic power. Siddhi, Astu Siddhi, Anima Lagima, Mahima, Prapti, Sita, Vasita. These are called Siddhis. Nowadays so called yogis, they show some gymnastics. That is not Siddhi. Siddhi is different. One can become smaller than the smallest. That is called anima. One can become bigger than the biggest. Just like Hanumanji. He jumped over the sea. This is Mahima Siddhi. One can become as big as it were. Just like there is water, a grown-up man can cross water by jumping, but a small child cannot. So, proportionately, if you increase your body by the Mahima Siddhi, you can jump over. You see? That is possible. So these are called Siddhas. We have got description in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Siddha Loka. There the people can go from one planet to another in this body. That is called Siddhi. Here we are trying to go to other planet with the machine and still we are failure. But in the Siddha Loka, they can go very easily from one planet to another with this body. They are Siddhas. So these descriptions are there. There are Gandharva Lokas, Kindana Lokas. The topmost is a Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma lives and other persons, many, everywhere. Not that simply the chief man lives. His assistant, his paraphernalia, everything is there. Just like we understand from Bhagavad Gita, imam vivasyate yogam praptamanahamamayam. Vivasyate, vivasyate, the sun god. The sun god, Krishna, instructed him this Bhagavad Gita. He says personally, imam vivasyate yogam praptamanahamayam. So do not think that simply there is sun. No. It is a very, very big planet, 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. Don't think that there is vacant. No. We get information from Bhagavad Gita that every planet is full of living entities. It is not vacant. But they have got different types of bodies. It is not vacant. Different types of bodies. In Brahma Samhita we understand, jasaprabha prabhavato jagadanna koti koti su asesa vibhuti bhinnam asesa vasudha vibhuti bhinnam. There are in each universe, within the Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable brahmandas, universes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one of his devotees, "My Lord, you have come here to deliver the fallen souls, so kindly take them with you, and if you think that they are sinful, they cannot go with me, back to home, back to Godhead. So you kindly transfer all their sinful life to me. I shall suffer here. Let them go with you. This is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi. Vaishnava can accept all kinds of sufferings provided others are benefited. This is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi. This is the sample of Vaishnava. He is requesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, my Lord, you have come to deliver the fallen soul. In the material world, everyone is fallen. So you take them. And if you think they are so sinful they cannot go, then transfer their sins to me. I shall continue to suffer many lives, but you take them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased by his statement. So he replied also, he said, suppose the whole universe I take with me, then what is the loss in this material world? There are millions of universes. He compared that in a bag of mustard, if I take out one mustard, then what is the loss? So similarly, Krishna's creation, God's creation, is unlimited. That they do not understand. They are the frogs in the well. They are thinking, kupamandukarne. Everyone is thinking, the kupamanduk is thinking that this is the whole water within this well, this 3 feet span of water. That is finite. And if you say to the kupamanduk, I have seen another vast water, Atlantic Ocean. He cannot imagine. So these rascals, those who are unaware of the potency of God, they think that God may be like me. I am so little powerful, he may be little more powerful. Therefore they cannot understand what is God, because they are thinking in their own terms. And somebody is thinking that I am God. So this misconception should be given. He is anoraniya mahato mahiya. Manishyada, these are gradual. Pramatha, they are also living entities. We have heard some of them about the ghost. They have no material body. The advantage of material body, they are covered with mind, intelligence and ego. But their gross body, heart, water, air, fire, that is not there. So one king, he also rejected the material body and remained Videha, the Videha king. So one can remain like that. Without this gross body and subtle body, material, just like in the Vaikuntha Loka, that is. But in the material world, when one is not covered by the gross body, but subtle body, they are called ghosts or pramatas. Those who are good, not harmful, they are called pramatas. And those who are harmful, as in this material world, there are good men and bad men. Similarly, amongst the persons who has no this gross body, they are sometimes called ghost and sometimes they are called pramatha. So in this way, varieties of life, beginning from the insects and the aquatic animal up to the point of Lord Brahma. But they are all within this material world. It does not mean because the Gandharvas, Siddhas, they have got higher standard of life and power hundreds and thousands times more than our power. Do not think that they are liberated persons. They are not liberated persons. They're all conditions. Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartana arjuna. All these conditions, so according to karma, they are getting different types of body. One has got the body of an ant, and one has got the body of Brahma, Lord Brahma. But that is not our aim. Our aim is how to avoid this material body. For that purpose, Krishna consciousness. Not that I have got now the body of an ant, let me get the body of Brahma or Indra or in a Siddha Loka. This is not gain. Therefore, those who are devotees, they do not care either for Brahma or for the ant. They do not care. Kaivalyam narakayati tidasapura akasapuspayati vidimayandradishta kichayati. For a devotee, vidhi means Lord Brahma, and Mahendra means Bhagavat, here it is said, means Indra. So for a devotee, they treat equally either Brahma or Indra, Kitavat, just like an ant, because they know that he may be Brahma, he may be Indra, but he has got this material body. As a small insect, it has got material body. Kaivalnaganarakayate tridasapura akasapuspayate dugdanta indriya kada sattvapatali putkhata dhamstrayate vilimayandradishta kichayate purnam sukhayate visham purnam sukhayate jatkaranna katakha vaivagatam gauravame vastama. This is a verse by Prabhudananda Saraswati. He gives his opinion that if one is favored by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am offering my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya because a little glance of his mercy creates this situation. What is that? Kaivalyam narakayati. The people are very anxious to merge into Kaivalyam, Brahma Jyoti, only spirit. So for them, that Kaivalyam is narak. Here, Kaivalyam narakayati. And Tridasapura akasapuspayati. Tridasapura means the heavenly planets, where the demigod, as it is described, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Siddhas, they live. They are like flowers in the sky, wheel of the wheel. No factual happiness. Kaivalyam narakayati tridasapura akasapuspayati. And dugdanta indriya kala sattva patali putkhata dhamastrayati. And indriya sangyama, the yogis, they are trying to control the senses. Yoga indriya sangyama, that is the real purpose. Our indriyas are so disturbing that like kala sattva, you are sitting here, if one snake comes immediately, you will be all disturbed. So, disturbing why? Because every one of us will know here is a kala sattva. Kala sattva means anyone it bites immediately death. But this kala sattva is dreadful, vicious, so long the fangs are there. The putkhata dhamstrayati. If the fangs, the poison fangs are taken away. If you know, here is a snake, but these snakes, fangs have been taken away, you will not be afraid. Visayincha. So, for a devotee, this kala sattva patali automatically subdued, because they do not use the senses for sense gratification. They are engaged in the service of Krishna. If our senses are engaged in the service of Krishna, then the poisonous fangs accept us. It is no more dreadful. There is no need of practicing Indriya Sangyama. Indriya Sangyama automatically. One who is Krishna conscious, he is not disturbed. That's why Harijastha. He did not go to control the senses, but because he was chanting, he practiced chanting. A beautiful prostitute at dead of night offered her body to be enjoyed. He said, "Yes, I shall satisfy you. Please sit down. Let me finish my chant." This is Kala Sattva Patadi, Patkhav Namaskar. He has not even agitated. This is the benefit of becoming a favorite servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much.